Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host, Jeanette Schaefer, from the Center for Teaching and Learning at South Mountain Community College in Phoenix, Arizona. Our goal for this Innovative Teaching Podcast is to introduce you to new ideas and encourage you to think outside of the box when it comes to teaching and learning. So thinking outside the box, I am recording this broadcast from home. I have young children, so I am in my little studio called the bathroom. We will see how this goes, but it's a quiet place where I could get and get this podcast created for you. I've got a couple different topics for you. I've got a main topic where we'll discuss the changing role of faculty, but there's a couple other little topics that just came up throughout the week that I would like to share with you. One of those topics is if you're a faculty developer or you're in charge of professional development of teachers and you work in a center for teaching and learning, then one thing that we encounter all the time is you offer a workshop, nobody shows up. So this week I had a guest speaker, Rob Morales, from the Maricopa Center for Learning and Innovation. He was visiting to do a workshop for our faculty, but we'll assume everybody was just busy teaching and could not make the workshop. So we decided to sit down and screencast the presentation anyways. What we did, we used Screencastify. That's the one that I subscribe to and I use. It's just quick and easy to use. It has a Chrome extension. So that's the one I go to. But we recorded the PowerPoint with the screencast and then embedded a video of Rob and I actually doing the workshop, the presentation. So we will be rolling that out next week to our faculty since they were not able to attend the workshop. But it's just a good thing to do if you're sitting there and you don't have anything better to do. Put it in a digital format. That way you can still get the information out to your faculty and teachers. Now, the other thing we talked about, Rob's never done a video or a podcast type presentation before. After we had finished, he goes, you know, I might have done better if I had stood up because I'm used to standing up and presenting. He goes, I might have been more comfortable in recording that. I am testing out his theory today. So since I'm in the bathroom, obviously, I only have one seat to sit on. I decide not to sit on that seat. And I'm standing up doing the presentation in front of the mirror. I'm not sure if the mirror is a good idea, but so I'm going to test that out and see if it's a little bit more comfortable in doing the presentation instead of sitting down. Now to our main topic. This will challenge a lot of your thinking, especially if you're more of a traditional instructor. But the role of faculty is changing. And the reason I brought this topic up is I'm involved in a lot of projects in our district on committees. I know of other work groups that are happening. And then I also had the opportunity to actually sit and record an interview session this week. That information will be used for another course at another college. But it still made me reflect on everything that we're doing. And that it's all starting to make sense. That big picture's coming together and wow, the role of faculty is really changing. So let's get into what that really means. It's new times, right? There's a new role. Our district has taken the approach of guided pathways. So we're in the process of mapping out the curriculum and getting that implemented. That alone changes the role of faculty because now we're looking more at completion, retention, so students do complete, and then actually getting students job in industry. So the accountability of faculty is going to shift and making sure students get through those guided pathways so we get them to the next step, whether it's getting them to university or actually getting them into a job. I know in a lot of the guided pathways, it's about getting them into a job. When you look at getting them into a job, we're working with industry more and more. Industry is the one that needs these people in these positions. And of course, we have students that want jobs. So the role of faculty may change as far as industry now has the curriculum that they need their employees to complete in order to get them to do the work they need to get. So faculty are now not the curriculum or the content expert, but the instructional strategy or the pedagogy expert. How do we work with industry to deliver and get this training done effectively in order to have those employees ready to work in industry when industry needs them? So you may not be the master of content anymore. You may be the master of how do we get this training and get these students to the point where we need them. So it's just a different way of thinking. So keep an open mind. It's going to be a hard shift for some. For others, you know, it's a little bit easier. But start working on your entrepreneur mindset. If you have that skill, you're better able to think outside the box and look at things from a different perspective and be able to come up with ideas that will help industry. Now, besides that, even if you're not working with industry, the times are changing very quickly. A lot of training is not being done in institutions anymore, and industry is just taking that training on themselves. So if we're not entrepreneurs and willing to think outside the box and being open-minded, a lot of industry is just going to stop requiring college degrees and just do their own training. For an example, I heard on the radio, I have not had a chance to look this up yet, but Google now offers training that is free on the internet for anyone to take. The way I understood it was that if they complete the training, they're guaranteed to get an interview with Google. Well, right there, they're not requiring a certificate. They're not requiring a degree. They're just asking you to complete the training that they've already created. It's free, and then Google will interview you. So they've already put in a minimum qualification that they will accept other than a college degree. So I want to check that out and see what that looks like. But if Google's doing that, that's having a huge impact on industry in this area. Maybe not so much Phoenix, but definitely the California area. And we'll want to be able to compete with that. Like, what do we do to compete with that? So that's another place where it would be good to have an entrepreneur mindset. The other topic that's really changing with faculty is accountability. I mentioned that a little bit as far as retention, completion, and, you know, working with, making sure students get jobs. But it's also coming up in our district as far as faculty and residential faculty, adjunct faculty. We're really trying to merge that so there's not a huge difference of what are the expectations for residential versus expectations for adjunct. Now, obviously, they don't get paid the same, so expectations are going to be different as far as job responsibilities. But one example is onboarding and training. We onboard residential faculty one way and onboard adjunct faculty another way. Well, why is that? Why don't we just onboard all faculty the same way? Because faculty are faculty, and faculty all have to use the learning management system. Faculty all have to be able to write objectives, write assessments, right? So why are we, you know, kind of making it as two different ways of accountability based on bringing them on board? But there's other, we have groups in the district that are working on accountability for that and trying to just bring it together so faculty are faculty, that it's no longer, well, residential faculty do it this way and adjunct faculty do it this way, or this is the expectation of residential and this is the expectation of adjunct. It's just like, no, we all teach, we're all faculty, these are the expectations. It'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. I know that's one of those discussions. A lot of times adjunct faculty will be more in favor of it than residential faculty. But once again, times are changing. I know from the training perspective, it's a little bit easier if faculty are faculty. And a lot of times we just refer to faculty as faculty. We don't designate out. We don't care. As far as if you need to know how to use a learning management system, we don't care if you're residential adjunct. Come on in. We'll help you. We'll get you where you need to get. So in a lot of ways, it'll be easier from the business side of things, but it's definitely a mindset that has to change. And then lastly, let's talk about the technology skills. There are a lot of people in industry being displaced because their technology skills are not up to par. I know that has started to become a discussion with faculty. We're getting faculty in that can't use the learning management system. Even after we've done some basic training, they still struggle to use that learning management system. So it's like, at what point will technology skills displace faculty because they're not keeping up? When you look at students coming into the classroom, they'll have two, maybe three different smart devices. So we really want faculty to be able to keep up with those technology skills, take advantage of the technology that they know, and understand the world that the students are trying to get jobs in. I really like Active Campaign. I was listening to one of their trainings one day. I think it was their podcast, actually. And he was talking about how every employee that works at Active Campaign must have the middle, so not the minimum, but the average skills of the person that's calling in to get help on their product. If you think about that with our faculty, if they have the average skills of the students coming into their classroom, what does that look like and where are we at? I know in this situation where we work with faculty, that's not true of all of our faculty. They do not have those average skills of our students. In a lot of ways, it makes sense because if we're trying to prepare them for jobs in the future, not even currently, but in the future, at a minimum, we should probably have the average skills that those students currently have when it comes to technology. Once again, I don't know exactly what that looks like, what that should be, you know, and is that different from class to class, content to content, campus to campus? I don't know. But it's definitely a discussion that is happening because we're getting people in the classroom that don't have the basic skills to use the learning management system. And that gets to be a problem, especially if that person is teaching online. And yes, we see that. So start thinking about your own technology skills. Where are you at? Where should you be? Where are you going to need to be in like 5 years? What do you need to do to prepare yourself? So start thinking outside the box. Look at the technology the students are using. Look at the technology that's out there and start thinking about how you teach and deliver instruction. How do you need to change, update? Maybe you don't need to change anything. Maybe you're right on, you're right there. Part of it would be industry. I know the medical field, it seems like every time you go to a doctor now, you know, they're walking around with a device. It's no longer a clipboard, it's a device. So just look at your own industry and see where you're at and just prepare yourself for that. All right, I think that's probably enough for this week to get you thinking. There was a lot more I got exposed to this week, but I won't share all that. The main thing is get that entrepreneur mindset, be thinking out of the box, look to see where your skills are so you are prepared for all the changes that are coming. It sounds like this is a nationwide thing. I know I'm in Maricopa. We see it all around us and it's happening pretty fast. But from what I can gather, it's kind of a nationwide movement. So just keep a pulse, look around, see what's happening around you, and then decide where you need to take your skills. Next week, I am at the training conference in Orlando, Florida. I am very excited about this conference. It's training for industry, so it's not educational focus, and I purposely picked that one because of the way things are changing, because of what industry is doing with training, because colleges are kind of being put in a spot where you're not really preparing our people for the workplace. I want to see what industry is doing. I don't know exactly what all type of industries will be represented, but I'm excited to get there and just see what they're doing. There's a lot of really good topics. There's stuff around the virtual reality and then just negotiation skills, and there's some project management, just a little bit of anything and everything. They've got some good speakers coming in, but I will be excited to share information with you that I learned at that conference. So look forward to next week's podcast. It will have some content about what I'm learning during that week. And if I'm lucky enough, I'll try to get somebody and interview them too. You know, get a couple of interviews or a couple conversations in there for you to make it interesting. So it's just beyond my thought. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and we will see you next week on our podcast.